in a time where dissenting voices are silenced, suppressed, and deleted, this is your place to hear the raw, real truth about what's going on in this crazy world and how you can hold your power and thrive in life through it all. Here, we cut through the BS big tech censorship to bring you what you really need to hear to help you remember the infinite potential and power that you hold. From spiritual connection to natural health remedies, history and corruption, to mindset, manifestation, and so much more. This is the place to hear the truth and to be inspired. Welcome to the Uncensored Truth Podcast with me, Dr. Seth Gerlach. This episode is all things brain related. I can't wait for you to listen to it. We talk about the major symptoms of brain inflammation, anxiety, depression, mood swings, irritability, sleep issues. So if you have some of these things, listen to this, because we talk about the biggest causes of brain inflammation. We talk about different toxins, different infections, how stress and trauma affects not only you, but your ancestors as well. We also get into things like foods and supplements that are amazing for your brain, and even my favorite biohacks for you. You're going to learn a lot on this, and I hope you're entertained. Enjoy. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you doing today? I wanted to share some thoughts on brain health with you today, because I see this so much in my practice, and I have had a lot of experience with this personally, for good or bad. So I wanted to bring that to light, right? Everyone wants a better functioning brain. You want to be able to remember things, to process, and to be in a great mood all the time, to be able to focus. So let's talk about this today. One of the biggest reasons I got into functional medicine is because my brain was completely broken. And I dealt with things like severe anxiety where I didn't want to leave the house. I was depressed at one point, really bad, didn't want to go on. I remember just laying in my shower and saying, God, take me. Because, man, I do not want to keep doing what I'm doing. I was so just severely sick and felt like crap all the time. So that was one of the things, you know, I went to all these different conventional docs, and of course they said, oh, it's all in your head. You don't have any real issues. Just take these antidepressants. So raise your hand if you've been to the doc and they've told you that before. It's all in your head. You're crazy. You're making it up. There's no way that your symptoms are real, because it doesn't go by the textbook, right? That's where conventional medicine and functional medicine differ wildly, because conventional medicine has to follow a book, right? And in functional medicine, we realize all the differing things in today's world, right? The EMFs, how our food supply has changed, vaccines, so many different things, toxins. We're going to talk about all this today. So again, I was very sick, very ill. My brain was broken, and none of these doctors helped me. All they did was prescribe me medications, say, good luck. I found these natural holistic docs who really helped me get my body back and my brain back. And I'm going to talk to you about some of those things today I think that you could really benefit from. So if you listen all the way to the end, I guarantee you're going to get some tidbits today on how to improve your brain. My story over time is many things contributed to my health and my brain being broken. We're going to talk about what are those causes today. But the brain is so very important because it uses so much of the body's energy, ATP, your mitochondria, and your cells in your brain make ATP, which is the currency of the body. And you use ATP to detoxify, to supply your immune cells with what they need to function, for your brain to function, all these different organs to function. Your brain uses up about 20% of all the ATP, all the energy in the body. It's also a very sensitive organ, right? It's a very sensitive tissue. That's when we talk about things like EMFs. And I've had, you know, Matt from Cultivate Elevate on our show to talk about EMFs and how they affect the body. And many times, you know, when they do some of these phone tests or device testing, they don't even test them on humans. They test them on dummies. How do you know how these things affect the human body? And in France, actually, they are banning the iPhone 12 and AirPods because of the high levels of radiation and how they affect the body, specifically the brain. So right off the bat here, if you can do one thing to protect your brain, don't talk with your phone close to your head and ditch the AirPods right away. I hope you're not listening to this podcast on AirPods. Because of the way the AirPods emit a Bluetooth signal across your brain and the way the increased radiation around your brain. It's 100% no for me. I spend probably 2 to 3 minutes every day untangling my headphones, but that's okay. I will take that. So I'm not radiating my brain. Another thing too, side note, right? If you have kids, developing brains are even more sensitive. So please do not let your kids talk on the phone with their phone next to their face or with AirPods, please. And here's another pet peeve of mine. When kids have like iPads or devices and they're sitting them on their lap right next to their genitals and their neck is looking down, or your brain and your reproductive organs are your most sensitive organs in the bodies to EMFs. So please, 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 if you're listening to this, do not let your children hold these devices next to these sensitive organs. Please. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way. So you can have brain symptoms like ADHD, anxiety, depression, brain fog, mood swings, irritability, fatigue, mental fatigue, poor sleep, memory issues. You can have all of these symptoms and the problem where it started, where it originated, not be in the brain. Does that make sense? And this is where conventional medicine can get so confused because they compartmentalize everything. They say, okay, you have a neurologist, you have a podiatrist, you have an immunologist, you have a gastroenterologist, and all these little compartments don't affect anything else in the body. So if you have a headache, it has to originate in the head. So when I had all these symptoms of vertigo and migraines and anxiety and mood swings, we're doing MRIs and CT scans and x-rays and all these things to look at my brain. And they say, well, your brain doesn't look too bad because the root cause issue was not originating in my brain, right? So of course, conventional medicine couldn't track down and find this. You're looking at the end product. The end result is an inflamed, diseased brain. So how do we go back and find the root cause issues of brain symptoms? So that's what we're going to talk about today, right? So if you go to your doc, if you go to a conventional doc and say, hey, I've got all these issues, man, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, my brain doesn't work. They go, oh, we've got just the thing for you. Here's an antidepressant. Here's an anti-anxiety. Maybe we'll throw in something for sleep too. That's the majority of what I see when I see people going to their conventional doc with any of these brain issues. Now, sometimes some of these can be affected a little bit by these medications, right? Sometimes improved. Many times I don't see. Majority of times people come into me, it's like, hey, doc, I still have all these issues. I have no clue what's going on. And of course, the docs never look deeper to figure out what's going on. We're going to talk about what are those causes, but what happens in a brain when, let's say, you've got some of these issues in your body, but you have the symptoms in your brain. Many times you get this response, the central nervous system response, and the immune cells in your brain called the microglia get turned on. They get activated. And when they get turned on, it's really hard to turn those off. So if they sense any kind of danger in the body, you will release inflammation and microglia activation in the brain, which depletes your glutathione levels. Now you get neuronal cell damage. You've got inflammation in the brain. And what happens when you have inflammation in the brain? It blocks your production of serotonin, dopamine, and melatonin, as well as many other things. Isn't that wild? So listen to that again. When your brain is on fire, when your brain is inflamed, you cannot make your happy chemicals, your stable chemicals, your chemicals that help you sleep. So of course you feel bad. So we need to say, okay, what's causing the neuroinflammation? Wow, what a concept, right? I've always said that, and of course there's amazing medical doctors out there that still really try to find the root cause and help people and really care. But man, it would be pretty easy most days to be a medical doctor and say, here's an antidepressant, here's an anti-anxiety, here's an antidepressant, here's an anti-anxiety. Instead of saying, wow, let's look into these 85 things that could be causing your issues. Let's talk about some of these things, right? So what's causing neuroinflammation? Toxins is one. Toxins and emotions are the biggest things that I see affect a body, a brain, and immune system. So toxins, infections is another one. We're going to go through all these also. And then we're going to look at stressors and trauma. So these three big things. So let's talk toxins first, right? So let's talk with the one I consider to be probably the worst, not the most that I see, but the most damaging to the brain would be probably mercury for its affinity to land in neuronal tissues and things like that. So what's the biggest source of mercury? Probably mercury fillings for most people. Look inside your mouth. Do you have silver fillings? If they're silver, more than likely they have, you know, the 52% mercury in them, which is one of the most neurotoxic toxins on the planet. And we put these, and some dentists mind-blowingly still put these in people's mouths and just parrot the line of, oh, they're safe and effective. Where have I heard that before? Let me take a guess, right? Luckily, there are great biological dentists all over the country who, one, use alternatives, but also help remove these safely. So yeah, if you have these fillings in your mouth, please don't go run to your conventional dentist and say, hey, just start drilling these out. Because if you don't very properly remove these with amazing protection, you risk stirring these, swallowing some of the mercury. And honestly, the past month, I would say I've seen 4 or 5 people that went to their conventional doc, had their mercury fillings just drilled out. They swallowed all the mercury or the majority of it. And now they've got tons of issues, tons of brain issues, tons of immune issues, tons of gut issues. So that is one to look into. So a biological dentist is a great place to start if you have those. I've also seen too, this is my story. My mercury levels are high. I don't have mercury fillings. What the heck is going on? If you're the firstborn, you got most of your mother's toxins. The firstborn kid gets a lot of the toxins from their mother. I'm the firstborn. My mother had a lot of mercury fillings. Wow. I inherited a lot of those. Do you know the average kid has over 200 chemicals and toxins in their umbilical cord blood before they're even born? So we are in this toxic world, right? We come into this world toxic already, and then we're born into this crazy toxic world. It's pretty wild. Another one, and this is probably the biggest one that I see for people, is mold, mold exposure. 50 to 85% of homes and buildings have water damage and mold. So if you say, hey, my home and my work and my school and everything was clean, you're the 15% of Americans. Congrats. More than likely, you've been exposed to quite a bit of mold in your life. Now, for some people, they can move it out easily, effectively. It's not a huge deal. For some people, about 25% of the population, they don't. They have this HLA gene. They cannot effectively bind it to get rid of it. So it builds up in your body, creates this big inflammatory response in your nervous system. You can have a big immune response, a limbic system response, and the mold can directly affect your brain. Mold brain, I see it all the time, where it creates this massive amounts of inflammation in the brain. It also slows down your liver. It can jack up your kidneys. You can have fungal overgrowth in your gut due to this. Mold is increasingly probably close to the number one thing I see in my practice. That's just completely wrecking people's health. It is wild. So if you have a mold issue, you have to say, okay, what am I still exposed to it? Is the house I'm in poisoning me? Is the workplace I'm in poisoning me? And I help people work through this, right? And figure out where is this coming from? Or is it a previous exposure? Because you could have a previous exposure years or decades ago. You could still have these mold toxins in your body contributing to issues. I see that all the time as well. So to figure that out, are you still exposed? Get out of the exposure. And then how do we help you move that out of your body? Always start with drainage. I talk about this ad nauseum. I have a whole course, Drainage Formula, talks about how to move toxins out of your body. Make it very simple. Another one I would say, another toxin, would be pesticides, herbicides, like glyphosate. And glyphosate use has just skyrocketed the past 30 years, especially in America here. We're just notorious for this, right? Especially with things like wheat, other grains, corn, soy. These are some of the highest glyphosate sprayed crops. And you can't just wash off glyphosate. So glyphosate can be a neurotoxin. It can be toxic to your liver and your kidneys as well. We see that in rodent studies. Pretty wild. And it's every single person I tested so far has had high levels of glyphosate, even if they're eating an organic diet right now. So that just goes to show you the pervasiveness of glyphosate in our world today. And people are spraying it all over their yards. It's running down into our creeks and rivers and our lakes. It's everywhere. And I think it's even in our vaccines. I think Stephanie Sinek ran a bunch of tests to see that also. Wild. Just wild. Okay, so that's toxins, right? That's how toxins can affect your brain by triggering this neuroinflammation, microglial activation, all this kind of fancy type stuff. Think of it like this. You have toxins, your brain is going to be on fire. If you have a high toxin load, your brain will be on fire. Okay. Next category, infections. And I see a lot of this too. And I think we are way more prone to infections when our toxin load is high. When your toxin load's high, your mitochondria and your cell membranes are getting beat up. You can't make as much ATP. You cannot keep infections at bay. The main infections that I see that are triggering a lot of brain issues, candida, specifically like brain fog. Candida, brain fog, man, all the time. Especially it changes when you eat up and down throughout the day type thing. I would look into candida, and candida mold and candida and mercury go together quite a bit. I had someone come in just yesterday. She's been battling candida for years and years and years, and they've tried herbs and all the stuff, and she can't get past it. And I asked her about mercury fillings. She says, oh yeah, I've had tons of mercury fillings, and I even had some of those removed. Okay. Has anyone addressed your mercury load in your body? No, I hadn't thought of that. Okay. Let's look at that. Did you know we're exposed to exponentially more toxins than our ancestors? Things like plastics, heavy metals, VOCs, mold, chemical spills, these are all rampant. We're also seeing a rise in chronic health conditions like autoimmune diseases, anxiety, depression, GI issues, brain fog, just to name a few. See, toxins inflame your body and your brain. They alter your immune system. They can tear up your gut lining and throw your hormones completely out of whack. I see so many people with these issues like brain fog, fatigue, anxiety, mood swings, headaches, GI issues, and almost all the time they cannot eliminate toxins out of their body. So what's the best and safest way to get toxins out of the body? It's opening your drainage pathways. Drainage before detox, always. This means that your gut, your liver, your kidneys, your lymph can all move and mobilize toxins that could be keeping you sick. Want to learn exactly how to do this step by step? Check out my drainage formula in the show notes below and enter POD 18 for 18% off the course. Now back to the show. Another would be parasites. The majority of people I work with, we're working on parasites. And I think pretty much everyone has parasites to a degree. Do they become problematic? That's what it comes down to. And I think parasites are there to act as sponges to soak up all this stuff. If you've got a ton of mold, if you got a ton of mercury, if you got a ton of glyphosate, if you have a ton of aluminum, all these things, I believe parasites are there to soak all this up. And now they're causing issues when we've got so many of them because becomes a big drain on your immune system. They become inflammatory. They can cause leaky gut, which then causes leaky brain. You have the gut barrier and the brain barrier are very similar, and they act in accordance with one another via chemical messengers in the vagus nerve. So whatever happens in your gut will happen in your brain. Gut's on fire, your brain's on fire, man. And we used to think that the brain controlled everything. Now we know that 9 out of the 10 signals go from the gut to the brain via the vagus nerve. How crazy is that? So many studies think that things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's start in the gut and work their way to the brain. How wild is that? So parasites, when I think parasites, I think mood swings, irritability, sleep issues, brain fog, fatigue, right? Because it's robbing you of all your nutrients. But parasites can directly cause neurodegeneration. The breakdown of your brain. Of course, that they cause inflammation. You release these pro-inflammatory cytokines in your gut that travel to your brain. And of course, microglial activation. Those are the immune cells in your gut that get flipped on. Hey, we're under attack. And they don't necessarily flip off. That's a big one. And parasites, of course, you can have gut issues. But many times I see people don't, and it's about 50-50 that people have parasite issues. 50-50 have gut. Or 50% have gut, the other half may not have gut symptoms, but that's where the problem is. We've got to get away from this thinking of, you know, my symptoms are here, so the problem has to be there. Okay? It's a big takeaway from today. Other infections, Clostridia, bacteria in the gut. Clostridia has been associated with ADHD, autism, schizophrenia. Wow. So it releases, and a lot of these bugs release these endotoxins, toxins from these things in your body, that travel everywhere, that damage your gut, that damage your brain, that go everywhere around the body. Pretty wild, huh? Other things, we'll get to stress and trauma in a minute, but other things that contribute to brain issues, anxiety, depression, mood swings, irritability, ADD, trouble focusing, memory issues. High histamine. This is a big one. This is a big one for me. This one goes a lot with like mold and parasites too. If you have a lot of allergy type issues, wow, I've got seasonal allergies. I have to take an Allegra, a Zyrtec every day. I've got these allergies. I would look into mold and parasites. What is contributing to your mast cells always releasing histamine? There's got to be a cause, right? It's not, oh, I just produce a ton of this. Now, genetically, you could be really poor at breaking down histamine. The DAO gene helps you break down histamine. You can actually take exogenous DAO to break down histamine in the body. Because we've seen now with the antihistamines, we can see there's a higher risk for these brain-related issues down the road, such as dementia. So histamine can cause the issue, but the antihistamine you take to fix the issue is leading to more brain issues. Wow. Okay, so how do we fix that? What is contributing to the histamine? Is it mold? Is it parasites? Is it something else? Those are the two biggest things I see. And then how do we naturally stabilize your mast cells? Prevent them from constantly releasing histamine, right? That's what cell membrane integrity is so very important. Phosphatidylcholine, very important. I love quercetin for that too. And again, DAO can help you break down that excess histamine that's in your body. Other things that lead to brain inflammation, leaky gut. So this goes along with the infections. When your gut becomes porous and leaky and that barrier opens up, intestinal permeability, this is in many peer-reviewed journals. When that opens up, you release these endotoxins through the bloodstream. These inflammatory signals go over the body, and then that can open your blood-brain barrier and lead to inflammation in your brain directly. So if, again, gut on fire, your brain is on fire. Other thing, vaccines. This is a big one. I see in a lot of kids today because the vaccine schedule has just exploded the past 30 years. Do you know some of the ingredients in vaccines, childhood vaccines? This is not the COVID vaccine. This is childhood vaccines, the 70 plus dosages of vaccines that now is recommended, which is ever increasing. And did you know these vaccine manufacturers have zero liability? Huh. You can't sue the vaccine manufacturer. If your kid is killed, injured, maimed, rendered speechless, you cannot sue the manufacturer. This is since 1986. This has been in place. Some of the adjuvants or excipients that are included in vaccines, you can go to the CDC's website and look this up. It is right out there. Polysorbate 80. This helps to open the blood-brain barrier to shuttle things into it. Wow, why would we want to shuttle things into the blood, into the brain? Aluminum is a very common adjuvant used in vaccines. Adjuvant really just means it acts as an irritant and causes an immune response to say, hey, immune system, look over here. We're creating this big response, and now hopefully you can make antibodies to this thing that we are including here. MMR, flu, whatever it may be. Formaldehyde. Yes, formaldehyde, which can be a carcinogen. Canine kidney cells, of course. Why not? Thimerosal in multi-dose vials. Thimerosal, mercury. We go back to what is one of the biggest neurotoxic things on the planet? Mercury. Hey, let's put that in vaccines. Let's do that. There are many books on thimerosal. Robert F. Kennedy has one, I believe. And the issues it causes in young people's brains that are developing, right? Mind you. Bovine serum. Serum from a cow. Human diploid lung fibroblast. So aborted fetal cells. Yellow 6. Triton X, and many of these things have been proven to cause issues in people over and over again, especially these adjuvants, man, like aluminum. So one thing I would say, do your research on this. There's a great book called Miller's Review, a study, and he puts 400 studies, and each page is a summary of the study that goes through vaccines and how they can be contributing to issues in children. And I know Robert F. Kennedy talks about this a lot. His Children's Health Defense has done so much work on this, and they have actually put together many studies of vax versus non-vax kids to see health outcomes later in life, because of course, no pharma company is going to do that. So there have been no studies that showed the full 70 plus dosages of childhood vaccines are safe for kids long term. No studies show that. There are, though, 80 plus studies that show, which Children's Health Defense has showed this, that the unvaccinated children have way less chronic diseases later in life, specifically immune-related issues. Eczema, allergies, autoimmunity, things like that. I would most definitely read as much as you can and be informed on those before you make a decision. All right. Body fat, the higher your body fat, the higher insulin and inflammatory compounds like leptin, interleukin 6, these cause leaky brain and an inflamed brain. So muscle is neuroprotective. Body fat, think of fat as inflaming your brain, muscle as protecting your brain. Other things, of course, alcohol directly causes leaky gut and atrophy of the brain long term. Dr. Amen does a lot of SPECT scans and other scans that are showing this too. Blood sugar swings are very big stress on the body, a very big stress. Do you know you have about 5 grams of sugar in your body at all times? That's it. So think of people going and chugging down a huge Frappuccino from Starbucks that has 150, 200 grams of sugar, jacking your blood sugar through the roof. And it comes back to insulin and then inflammatory compounds. Not good. And there are certain foods like gluten and dairy, gluteomorphins, caseomorphins that land in the brain that can, in some people, cause a very big issue. So anytime people have brain issues, those are some of the foods I take out, at least for a period of time, to see, okay, how are you going to do without these? Because they can elicit, one, a response in the gut, but two, a response in the brain as well. So let's get into stress and trauma a little bit. I won't get into it in depth on this one, but I want to acknowledge this as a potential cause of these brain issues. If you have long-term stress or a really big trauma that's been unresolved, and a lot of trauma gets imprinted in your body, and you have to subconsciously help move that out of the body. Our conscious brain is about less than 5% of everything we perceive, do, experience in a day. About 95% plus of all your habits, your patterns, and everything is your subconscious brain. You can't think about that because it's below your consciousness. So working with someone to help that, I've had people on my show talk about that. Kyle with High Vibe Healing. I've got someone in my office who does this, very important stuff. But cortisol actually lowers the brain volume, the stress hormone, cortisol, and directly causes inflammation. And did you know there are studies with Holocaust survivors? They looked at not just them, their kids, and they're showing that their levels of cortisol are still plummeted low. So their ability to respond to stress is greatly impacted. And actually, we're seeing this in multiple generations, where not just you, your kids, your grandkids have altered stress response. If you have a crazy stress response, you're always anxious or always this, wow, look into this. What's going on in your family lineage? There's a great book that I'm reading called It Didn't Start With You. And it talks about these generations of trauma and how the DNA is altered impacts your stress response and cortisol and these actual things that you can measure. But when you get that stress response, your brain is always signaling your adrenals, right? So that's altering your cortisol. Your vagus nerve gets altered. The response in your gut, the secretory IgA drops. Now we have leaky gut. And now again, leaky gut, leaky brain. All of this is connected. All connected. I use core formulas personally and with my clients. I like them because of what they don't have. Fillers and junk that your body does not need. Their line of supplements addresses the foundations of health, including gut health, brain and stress support, detox, and drainage. You can support your most important body systems with their Core 4 bundle, including Gut Makeover, Bowel Complete, Drainage Essentials, and the Be Happy Bees. Check out shopcoreformulas.com and enter Dr. Seth 15 for 15% off your first order. Now back to the show. So what are some things that contribute to brain health that you can add in? So let's talk about that. So let's talk about foods. Remember, we talked about foods taking out. What are good foods for your brain? Honestly, different for every single person. But in general, antioxidant foods, I love berries. Man. pomegranate, things like that. Great fats, avocado, coconut, butter. Yeah. You have to watch out for some high histamine foods like avocado if you have histamine issues. Again, bone broth. Bone broth can be great for your gut, but if you have histamine issues, most people cannot tolerate that. Of course, protein, man. I'm a big fan of protein. And I think most people are very deficient in their protein sources. And the majority of people that come to me that have really bad issues are under eating protein. You need protein to heal and repair your tissues and your brain. You need that. And to detoxify, you need to do so many different things. Fish, cold water fish, sardines, mackerel, salmon are great. If you're not eating fish 2-3 days a week, at least you should probably supplement it with some kind of great, really good quality omega-3. If you get bad quality omega-3s from like CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, they can oxidize easily and cause more inflammation in the body. They can damage your cell membranes and cause more brain inflammation. So be very careful at where you get your omegas from. Okay. Some other things, just a simple walking. There's so many studies on just the amount of steps you take in a day correlated with your brain health and your brain volume. So that's amazing. I love high intensity work and resistance training. Again, it comes back to muscle protective for your brain, fat inflames your brain. So what are things you can do to build muscle so you can burn calories while you sleep, man? And the two biggest predictors of longevity, actually, grip strength and your skeletal muscle mass. So if you want to be healthy through your 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, be working out in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s and really lifting. And then all through that time, very important. For some people I talk about, they're depressed, man. They're really depressed. And I'm like, okay, how often are you getting out in the sun? I don't get outside much. If I didn't get outside, I would be depressed as shit. This is just a normal thing. You have to get sunlight on your face, on your eyeballs. This is just like a, think back to our ancestors, man. We need the sun. We need the circadian rhythm to really thrive. So if you're not getting sun, start there. Get outside and get 15, 20 minutes of sun every day, even in the winter. Even if it's cloudy, get outside. Are you sleeping? Basic. This is all simple stuff, but this is stuff you go to your conventional doc and they glance right over it. If someone's sleeping 3 hours a night and they're like, I'm anxious. Yeah. Of course, your brain's not getting cleaned out at night. Do you know at night is when your brain gets cleaned out towards the tail end and your lymphatic system helps drain all the stuff out of your brain? So sometimes I have people elevate the head of their bed just a little bit, like the frame, the actual frame, you know, 3-4 inches, and that helps gravity drain the lymph and all the junk out of your brain at night. Pretty cool. Biohack. Okay, some supplements and nutrients that are amazing for your brain. Magnesium's been shown when you're deficient to be in studies, much higher rate of depression, obesity, and so many other things. Magnesium is one thing I take every single day. I love magnesium. There are different forms. Mag citrate for your bowels. Oxide helps your bowels too. Threonate for brain. Glycine for stress and muscles. But I love, love, love magnesium for almost everybody. Almost specifically women. I'm very big fan of magnesium. Vitamin D3 helps balance dopamine levels in the brain. Where do you get D3 from? Sun. Sunshine. What was the biggest thing with COVID? Low vitamin D levels. You had an exponentially higher rate of going to the hospital and dying. Get outside, walk in the sun, man. Omegas, what we talked about earlier, they help increase serotonin and brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Helps the brain repair. How awesome is that? I love glutathione as well, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione depleted by many things, toxins, one of those, Tylenol. So when kids get their vaccines and they have a fever because their body's reacting to this, and then you say, hey, oh, just take Tylenol, that depletes the body's glutathione, the antioxidant. Now you really can't clear out the toxins from there. Boom. Now the microglia in the brain are activated because no one's there to defend. And now you get long-term chronic brain neuroinflammation. It's something we do not want. B vitamins for most do very well. This has glutathione and B vitamins are involved in methylation, which is a way to protect your brain, create great neurochemicals, helps your immune system, helps detox. For some people with certain genetic SNPs, I'm careful with forms of B12 and amounts of B12 and folate. For many, starting with B6, B1, B2, B3 is a little bit easier. When core formulas, actually, they're Be Happy Bees. It does not have folate and B12. That's a great place to start. And then you can add in B12 or folate, depending on your genetics, in small dosages to see how you do. But those other Bs are great cofactors for hundreds and thousands of reactions in the body. There's other neurotropics I'm not going to get into. Bacopa, creatine, ginkgo, theanine, nimodipine, things like that. But that's a whole thing for another show. And fasting. Guys, if you sleep, if you get outside and walk in the sun and you fast and you do resistance training, you're going to be a beast. And if there's still some issues, there may be a mold load or parasites or something, but those are some amazingly simple yet profound things you can do to drastically move forward your health. But I have people start with time-restricted feeding. You can work up to a 24-hour fast and then up to a 48-hour fast plus. That's where the real magic happens, where you're kicking in that autophagy, you're kicking out cancerous cells, you're really lowering inflammation very quickly. The fastest way to lower inflammation in the body, from what I've seen, is fasting. Bar none. Pretty amazing. Now, there are some other things like psilocybin that I'm a very big fan of that promote neuroplasticity, neurogenesis that helps your brain grow, right? So alcohol depletes your brain. Psilocybin from mushrooms helps grow your brain and grow the connections and the neurons in your brain. How incredible is that? It increases the BDNR, the brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And many people theorize this helps process trauma. We've seen studies that helps with PTSD, depression. I think the possibilities for psilocybin are through the roof. I'm a very big fan for all these things. Okay, that was a lot. We just went over her brain. I hope this gets you a little bit of a more understanding about the brain, what all affects the brain, the things you can do to help your brain, the things you can avoid to maintain a good brain, especially as you age. Now, there are things, of course, like dementia, Alzheimer's, ALS, stroke, things like this that, hey, of course you can look into these things with your physician. So I'm not saying completely ignore all those things. I'm talking about the things that are 90%+ of the time that are the issues in the body. Just to recap here, the things that affect your brain, stress and environment. If you're in an unhealthy relationship, if you're constantly stressed, if you're not fulfilled with your job, that will affect your brain. So look into that. Two, diet and nutrients. Are the foods that you're eating inflaming your brain? And what are the certain nutrients and supplements that can help your brain? We looked into that. But I will say, you can do all those things. If you don't have number three correct here, like the hidden root cause issues such as toxins and infections taken care of, it's going to be hard to get over that hump. Remember, we talked about parasites and candida. We talked about mold and metals and some of these things that really affect your brain. So I hope this helps. I have other tools like the drainage formula. I'll put a link into the show notes here that helps you start to move and mobilize things out of your body. When you start to move and mobilize things out of your body, the toxin level can decrease. Your ability to make ATP increases. Many people feel amazing. They get energy back. Their brain works. Pretty cool. And I'll also link in the show notes here, my sauna guide, how to do infrared sauna, another amazing biohack for your brain. So those are amazing tools that you can take home. Use that. Educate your family. And when you are resilient, when you are healthy, when you have a great functioning brain, gut, you're free. You're free from the conventional medical system. You're free from fear. And you can take that and continue to get better every single day so you can fulfill your purpose here on earth. That's what I want. That's what I love. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you listening to these. And I really appreciate you sharing these. If you got any good golden nuggets from this, share this with someone that you think could benefit also. Awesome. Take care. I love you. Have an awesome day.
thanks for joining us in this week's podcast. You know, we need more brave people like you who can share this message of hope and truth to a world that's completely upside down. If this podcast resonated with you, I'd ask you to share it with a friend, or even better, share it on socials and tag me. For more resources on natural health, freedom merch, and my mission, check out drsethgerlach.com. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode that comes out, and leave us a review so we can spread these uncensored truths with as many people as possible. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you.